The Eskimos in Hamilton, although on an individual note, he had his best game of the season. Receiver Nate Kuhorn joins us. Nate, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Your head coach today, who never pulls any punches, said, hey, our receivers, by my count, dropped six balls. We got to be better. Mike Riley said maybe had his worst game, even though his numbers were the best. From your vantage point, Nate, what was going wrong with the offense?
We just weren't consistent. We'd be driving the ball, and then, one of us would drop a ball, or, there'd just be there'd be minor execution errors, but those are the stuff that kind of kills you on those long drives.
Nate, how much pressure do you guys put on each other to kind of be the man and be responsible for catching and grabbing the balls they're throwing to you?
Oh, a lot. We're all starting receivers in a professional league, so, it's what we get paid to do. So, when the ball's in the air and we got our DB beat, we expect each other to catch the balls. And that's the standard we all have for each other.
I guess dropsies or what have you, lack of concentration, I'm not sure. The guys have proven, obviously, when you get to this level, that you can catch the ball. Do you put in any extra time after a game like that collectively as a group?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Obviously, there's a little bit of a trend going on there. We all dropped a couple balls that game. So, after today's practice, we're all working, just catching, timing routes with the quarterbacks.
How much is that on Mike Riley? Does he pull you guys over and say, listen, guys, let's just keep working and develop that chemistry that you need between the receivers and in the quarterbacks?
Yeah, Mike's an awesome leader. He, he led all that. He pulled us all aside and made sure we made some time after practice to work on that kind of stuff.
Nate, we're into the final third of the season. You guys are sitting 2 points behind Saskatchewan. Obviously, home field advantage is something you have your sights set on. You play them three times now in the final six games starting on Friday. When you play a team that often, do you feel that momentum, the Friday game is that important because you'll have momentum leading into the remaining games against them this season? Does it really matter? Does it carry over?
I guess a little bit when they're this close. Momentum's more of a factor in those Labor Day games. But, yeah, we play them three out of six times. So, if we get a big win this weekend, I think that'll, carry over a bit when we go into Saskatchewan.
Nate, how much does it change the preparation? We know you play a team so many times over the next few weeks.
Well, basically, we just got to, we got our playbook. We just got to execute. We know we got stuff that could beat their defense, beat their coverages, and it doesn't matter what kind of day it is. It doesn't matter if we play them three times in six games. We just got to execute, and that's the main thing. We've been shooting ourselves in the foot all year on our offense. Is we got to execute, and we got to be consistent and play a full four quarters.
Nate Kuhorn, receiver of the Eskimos, joins us. Nate, you had your best season last year, and you were expected. And people were expecting you to take a big step forward. The first half, at least stats wise, didn't go the way you wanted it to go. What was the difference last year to this year for you in the offense?
I don't think much, to be honest. I think just the way it goes. Sometimes the ball comes away, sometimes it doesn't. I was working my butt off all the first half of the season to, do my job and to open up other receivers and, be blocking on run plays. So I feel like I had one of my better years the start of this year in that kind of stuff. But the stats and that will all come. I'm just happy we're 8-4 right now and in position to control our own destiny.
Nate, when you score touchdowns, do you have it pre-planned out or is it spontaneous, your response?
When I score a touchdown?
Yeah, like, is it like, your celebration? Do you pre-plan it? Or do you just say, I want to be spontaneous?
Well, I like to go with the air guitar, but sometimes I'm a little too excited, so I just kind of spontaneous. But the air guitar is my go-to.
Is there a song you're playing when you're grinding on the air guitar?
Probably a solo by Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Sweet.
Well, that's not bad. Now, your defensive teammates, the D-line and even sometimes the linebackers, they've gotten all into the somersault celebration. Now, how come you receivers haven't come up with a choreographed touchdown celebration yet?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to do some work and get on that. But, yeah, our D-line's playing amazing, and I'm glad they're all coming together like that. It's pretty cool to watch.
Having Mike Riley back, Well, Chris Jones said today, you know, he feels that he may be coming off his worst game, although his stats, passing yards, were the best. He talked about it afterwards. At times, he still doesn't feel like he's got the same grip. Do you notice a difference in receiving the ball pre-injury to post-injury for him?
No, not at all. Mike could have easily had his best game of the year. The thing that hurt us the most this game is us, the receivers, not making plays for Mike. Mike was, if you go back and look at the film, Mike was dropping perfect balls, you know, right in our hands, but we just weren't making plays. And, we got to help out Mike. It's got nothing to do with his hand. He's throwing the ball perfect. We just got to help him out a bit more.
Nate, how much does it help when you guys have a good running game going in the game as far as opening you receivers up?
Yeah, that's huge. That's, it's awesome to have a balanced offense. And, once we get the ball running, then it's easier and the defense has to change up a bit and tighten up in the box, and it opens up the receiving game a little more.
Kez McCorvey told me a few weeks ago he was working on the receivers getting off jams better. Nate, what are some of the tips he's been using on you guys to get off jams quicker and easier?
Oh, he's just showing us, some minor some details that he has obviously picked up throughout his career and throughout his coaching career, and definitely helping, me and Shamad, who are on the line of scrimmage, getting jammed up a lot. It's helping us get off those jams. And, yeah, I've definitely learned a lot from him this year.
Kez McCorvey was one of the greatest route runners the Eskimos have ever had in franchise history. I don't know, as a player, because obviously you have completely different styles, is he able, does that help? Can you become a better route runner from a guy who was that good at it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember one of the first times I met with him, he put on his highlight film from Florida State, and I got to watch a lot of his route running from there, and, we just built a relationship from there, and he's been showing me a lot of little techniques and stuff to get me that one step ahead on the DB throughout the year. He's been showing me that stuff.
He obviously taught, he says hips are very important, and shoulders at times you want to sell guys on a double move or a different move like that. If you want to improve the hips, Nate, does flexibility and mobility in your hips, is that something you have to work on in the off season for guys to become better at having looser hips?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to be taking care of your body, and obviously flexibility is huge, and, just the way you train in the off season, and I think during the season, all the route running and stuff we do also helps us open up our hips a lot. So yeah, it's definitely in the hips and in body language. That's all route running has to do with.
Nate, how about as far as battling for position when a ball's coming in, or just establish that inside or outside position, whatever you want? How much happens of that as you're running up the field?
Oh, a lot. That's 90% of setting yourself up to get a ball is making those quick little moves or just getting the right body position, because the DB doesn't know what route you're running. So you got to get that body position right off the ball and then make your move from there.
Nate Kuhorn, receiver for the Eskimos, joins us. Nate, I don't know if you watched any of the Saskatchewan-Ottawa game film yet, but looking at their defense, the Grey Cup champs, as an offense, what do you feel are the two most important things that you have to do against them to be successful Friday?
I think they have a really good defensive line, so we got to shut that down, because obviously, we need to, Mike's got to be able to get the ball out of his hands. But they got a really good D line, and they're a really aggressive team, and they fly around to the ball, and we just got to match their intensity and take ours up a little more than theirs, and I think we'll have a good outcome.
Nate, do you know all the words to the Eskimo fight song?
Because
I had the track right now. You can sing along if you want.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, okay.
But right. I'd be probably pretty close.
All right, next time we'll have the song line up and you can go for it.
Let's do it.
All right, Nate, good luck on Friday. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.